Hey, 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 all you fierce ladies and gun enthusiasts. Welcome back to Liberty Lipstick and Lead, the podcast where not only may you hear my kids in the background, but we're locked, loaded, and ready to empower women in the firearms world. I am your host, Ursula Ann, and I've got a special treat for you today. Joining us in the hot seat for today's episode is none other than Jasmine, aka the Tactical Baddie. She's a black female firearms enthusiast, wife, boy mom, and all-around badass. Get ready for some serious firepower and insights from this incredible woman.
Brit's cussing me out over my gun.
Really? Okay, so that's rather interesting to me. I'm like, why?
Girl, they just are very triggered by... I don't know. I really don't know what it is that triggers them. Y'all, I'm having fun here. Let's calm down.
I know. So my, first of all, we're now that we're recording. It's really
I'm
nice
so
to
sorry.
Meet you. Okay. Do not apologize for anything. We don't do apologies here. We don't do apologies okay. Unless you actually do something wrong. And then even then, I'm not, no.
I'm a chronic apologizer. I'm going to try to remember that.
I think... Honestly, as women and as moms, we tend to apologize for way more than we need to. It's almost a second nature thing. Oh, I'm so sorry. And it's, wait, but you didn't do anything. So that's
why. I know they're like, for what? And I'm like, I'm sorry you feel the way you feel about whatever occurred.
I know. And I'm like, but that's not my fault. I didn't do anything. Yeah. Like, I hope you feel better. I love you. Right. But I didn't do nothing, so I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress myself, so.
Exactly. He ain't through with us yet.
Yeah. What drew me to your page, besides the fact that you're an absolute badass and wife and mom, you also, like, you dress up a little bit. I notice a lot of the female shooters are like, kidding, this is not a dig, but it's like sweaty and don't care too much. And I'm over here like, I'll be losing my hair, but I'll be wearing a wig. I don't care. we're gonna make some magic happen, and
yeah,
so I was
absolutely,
like,
girl, you be doing it too. I can never pull that color off, and it is bomb on you.
So
I can't see you with anything else.
Since I was like 13, I had a really bad relaxer experience, and I got chemical burns, and so that was the end of that. And so ever since and I got pregnant and there was hair loss and I've had 4 babies. So there was lots of hair loss. And so I just would hold it up on top of my head. Not that I want this episode to be about you, but we don't get into it.
Girl, no, cut it out. I'm tired. I want to hear about you.
No, like I was like, man, I've always wanted like red hair, like bright red phoenix hair, like fire. And my husband's like, why don't you just get a wig? Tons of black women wear wigs. It wouldn't be a big deal. And I was like, yeah, but it'd be, oh, I guess I could.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? And I started off with brown wig. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do the long one. And I was like terrified to wear it outside because I had no idea
it's
what
layers
to do.
To it.
And I was
it's
like, what's a lace front? And how do I glue it down? What's glue? And somebody was like, it's just gel. And I was like, really? Okay, I can do that. And so I just, YouTube is your friend. I'm a graduate.
Absolutely.
And there we go. That's very off the topic of what I originally wanted to speak to you
about. No, I'm sorry, but no, it looks amazing on you. And girl, the poor babies, whether it comes from hormonal hair loss or stress hair loss for them kids, it's we all deal with it. Like, my edges have gone away and come back 2 or 3 times now.
Yeah.
It's just the journey. We just figure it out as we go. But what drew you to my page? I'm so sorry.
No. So my husband's been into guns for a while, but I didn't grow up that way. So I met my husband. And he was like, you know, I think I really want to, and we were in California. He's like, I think I really want to get a gun. Things are getting crazy. You know, it's a good idea for us to be armed and ready. And I was like, okay, I've never shot one before. So we went and I started out with, and I was like, that's not too bad. I could do that. Okay. Cool. And of course, you eventually graduate into an AR, and I was like, I'm in love. This is amazing.
I know. It can be this.
It's like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh, I hit the target. I'm pretty cool. So then, of course, you know, we moved on and say how we get extra fun things and start filling up areas of your home. And you're like, I need a bigger closet now.
Absolutely. Because you can't send anything back. It's like you get it. And if it doesn't work, you're stuck with it.
Exactly. But that's okay. You can always like rent ones and try them out if you know where to go. So that's cool. But that was like my first intro when I was like, oh, I like this. This is great. But where are all the female shooters? Where are they? And then where are the female shooters that look like me? So it's like you and Ursula 308. I just talked to her the other day. I love that woman. Oh my gosh. I was like, can we be friends? Can we be real friends? And then from there, there's like Nina, who I watch her page, but I haven't really talked to her. I can't ever tell who it is.
Am She's
I
so it Nina? Sweet.
Is it somebody else?
She's the sweetest.
I'm like, there's got to be like a whole community that I could just like win, right? Get to know some of these people. But yeah, but then I was like, oh my gosh, okay, so she's a mom. Because not all of us are. Some of them are like, I don't do that. I just work out and shoot. And I'm like,
yeah.
I got four and yeah, you don't understand me.
It's a different journey when you sell. Yeah, it's different.
So then I was like, I'm going to do this podcast. And I was like, what in the world am I going to talk about? What am I going to call it? And okay, so what is this for? And I was like, you know what? I don't know what to do. I think also the stigma around guns and black people is a whole topic by itself. And I was just like, I want my daughter to feel like this is not a thing. This is normal. Mm-hmm. I want to feel like this is normal. I'm at the very beginning of my journey. And so who can I look to model myself after? And I found you, Miss Jasmine. I'm so excited.
Oh, not you making me bashful. Oh, that's so sweet, mama. Thank you.
So tell me, how did you get into this? What's going on? Tell me about yourself, first of all. I know you're a mom.
Yes, I am. I am a mom. I have two sons. I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. Uh-huh. And and I'm 35. Like, I know a lot of the gun girlies are a little bit younger.
I'm 42, so whatever.
Seasoned. Girl, stop. I hope I look half as good as that at 42. Because your girl is great.
And this weight doesn't age at all.
You look beautiful, for real. Your glow it's contagious. I love it. But yeah, girl, 35. I live in Texas. I live in Texas. Everybody thinks it's the Wild West out here. Everybody does not have a .45 revolver on their hip walking around. It's not goodness. Like that. I live in the DFW Metroplex in Dallas. So city, kind of country. I'm right on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. I do not actually work in firearms just yet. I actually have a whole... I work in finance.
Oh.
You're
a corporate baddie as well as being a tactical baddie. That's right.
Exactly. Trying to get up. Don't tell them, but I'm trying to get them out of there. So this is I actually started my gun journey as a gunfluencer accidentally. Okay. Like you, my husband got me into it. It was 2020. You already know shit hit the fan everywhere. Yes. And just in the house watching the news, I'm starting to see news outlets, varying sources. Like, I'm starting to see, like, sometimes videos are undeniable, though, pockets of things happening where I'm like, what would I do in that situation? What would I do if I'm walking to the car and I got my son and somebody's standing between me and my door or different things like that? Or if I'm driving home and somebody rolls into the garage door as I'm letting it down, like crazy things like that. But then I'm like, what I do in those situations? So once I realized I had absolutely no plan other than to call my husband, who, you know, when we out with the kiddos, they're usually not with us. So it's just our bumping around that we do, store here, errand there. Yeah. And that stuff happens at those times more than we realize. So I realized, you know what? Maybe I need to put a barrier between myself and the danger other than screaming and calling somebody.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, maybe he's onto something with this gun thing. And initially, it's Texas. He was going out there and it was too damn hot. I was like, it's too hot, babe. I'm not going to the range.
Yeah.
It's bugs out there. And then he was like, what if we go in better weather? What if we go in the morning when it's cooler? Okay, I'll go with you. If I have a pink rifle I can shoot, I'll shoot.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Give me all the accessories.
That man. Exactly. That man surprised me with the black and pink AR pistol for September 2020, on my birthday. And I was like, well, he went through all this trouble. I guess I got to shoot now. So then just going out to the range with him, doing the fundamentals and actually shooting. I've been to the range before with him years ago before we got married and everything. Didn't hit the paper, didn't hit the target, closing my eyes, squeezing, like, a whole weird, just whatever cliche you might think of a girl grabbing a gun and shooting for the first time. It was a hot mess, Express. It really was. But once we got fast forward to the future, I have my why. I have my purpose as to why I'm trying to protect myself. I know which tool I want to use, the most effective. Start me off with the gun, and then I'll dial the steps back. I'll learn the knife. I'll learn the hand-to-hand and everything. So getting out there, shooting the rifle, doing the drills, realizing it's more than just horseman stance, point, and shoot. Lots of times you don't have the opportunity to do that. So he ushered me into a realm of, like, tactical training versus just shooting. So that was fun. That got lit for me. So I had fun with that part. And then you don't know what mistakes you make unless you can see them. So one day I was just like, can you record me so we can? He was like, can I record you? Absolutely. So we were recording. I get the clips and I'm like, I'm trying to diagnose where I can improve. But then I'm like, this look good. This group is tight. Oh, this is looking good here. So
I got this.
After that, I was like, why not just throw some music on there, edit it and post it, and people cared, to my surprise. So I was like, okay, so maybe there's a need and there's a gap I can fill with this. I like to be cute. I like to be girly. I don't want to sacrifice my look or my aesthetic to protect myself. And I don't want to, I don't want to not protect myself because I'm trying to be cute. I'm trying to bridge the gap between practicality and self-protection, making sure it makes sense, but also not sacrificing your feminine lifestyle or your girly aesthetic. Right? Yeah, so that's how the concealed carry look started. And then we just went into more informational videos. As I learned, I teach my audience. So I have no shame in saying this is a journey, baby. I'm not a professional just yet. This is absolutely
a journey. I don't know what I'm doing here. I just figured, you know, God was like, you better get do it right now. I was okay, fine. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll go.
I hear you. I hope you will help me along the way.
I was like, that was part of it too. I was like, who can I actually talk to about this? Because I'm, as much as he knows, I know the opposite. I barely, I'm like, I can shoot it. I can load it. I know roughly what caliber I'm using here. I'm not special in this area yet, but I plan to be.
You will
so
be.
So it was just like, I'm in the same place where I want to make it accessible. A lot of people on my page, like I asked in my itty bitty broadcast channel, I was like, what do you think the women and guns, like, where's the gap there? What would you guys want to know? And they're like, where to start, how to get started, beginner stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, really? Cause you can, if you look, you can find it, but okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. So, and then, you know, like, I feel like the all these hot women shooting guns, that's great. And I'm very fit and everything, but I'm like, you know, I'm 42, I got some mobility issues and I'm trying to work out, I've had four babies, my back hurts, my stomach ain't flat like everybody else's. How do I carry all these things? And they're like, yeah, that's the same thing that we're dealing with. And I was like, okay, so we're going to start this journey and we're going to figure out how to feel better and carry and be proficient and still look awesome AF. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So it's just been, I rushed into this. Maybe I rushed in too soon, but I figured you might as well just fail forward and get going. So
absolutely. Imagine my shock when I'm like, I put up, and not their art, there's all a journey. We start somewhere and we finish somewhere. But I'm like, I put up these little raggedy shorts and they went viral. I'm not ready for this.
First of all, you're a woman putting out information on shooting, but then you're a Black woman and it's, and then you're gorgeous. So it was like, everybody's wait, what? Oh, but she puts up what she says. Like, she's not just talk. That's, I think, a really big, big difference in what you have going. And Nina and Ursula and all the other Ursula, you know, I call her the other Ursula. I'm like, she's the real Ursula. I'm actually the other Ursula, but whatever. I think that's a shocker, especially when, you know, in the media, we hear all this stuff about, oh, Black people are shooting everybody. And I'm like, I really don't think that's the case. I was like, we're actually 30% of the population. So you might want to, like, check your stats there.
Most of us grew up skipping guns and our parents telling us to touch them. <You know? laughs> Exactly.
And I'm like, and maybe we should be thinking about why that is and what's going on and the issues connected to it. I don't know. My mother and I had a discussion about reparations the other day, and that was very eye-opening and interesting as well, which I get a lot of crap for, as you know, because I have different opinions on that. But
can we sidebar for one minute?
Yeah.
Hear what your opinion is on that.
Oh, absolutely. Please don't hate me. But I don't think we're victims. I don't think that 40 acres and a mule is going to do anybody anything right now. Go out there and get it. Get your, you know, we're as a people, we're extremely creative, extremely mm-hmm. intelligent. We don't need another handout. I feel like the handouts are actually what's been hurting.
Yeah.
Been hurting Black folks for so long because we got all these young mothers that are going out getting another baby so they can get extra pay. And I'm like, dude, no, don't. I get a lot of crap for that too, but I just feel
I mean, I know I know that the topics can get touchy, but it's if you really get past why you don't like me saying it, and I'm saying me, but you, why you don't like it coming out of my mouth and just listen to the ideology of it, like it's usually fact-based and pretty backed by statistical data, but yeah, we can talk offline, but I don't want no reparation. I'm all right. I'm good. Like, because I don't trust it. I'm tied to it.
What comes with it? What
exactly?
Comes with it, right? Like right now, for the most part, I'm as free as any other American. I know people don't necessarily see it that way, but it's true. Like, I'm not anything special. I didn't go to, and in terms of what society thinks, I didn't graduate college. I barely graduated high school. I don't need any handouts. I'm still doing better than the majority of people worried about inflation and all these things. Like, strangely enough, I'm like the first person to buy a new car in my family, like brand new vehicle. I was like, okay, that shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
Honestly. And to me, it's not. I'm like, dude, I needed a car. Did you see the old one? Yeah. I didn't have a choice. But my mom
I had
just,
a
like,
need,
blown
I
away.
Need,
and I'm like,
and
dude,
that was
no, that's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just wondering, because I've had varying conversations with people, and it's a lot of my older family members, they're like all for it, but like, us, the millennials and unders, I ain't had it in this long. What is it going to do?
I'm not saying you could DoorDash your way to being a millionaire, but literally, if you want to make something of yourself, we have so much opportunity. It's insane.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Now, unless they adjusted that 40 acres and that mule for inflation. Now, if it's 40 mules,
that's a whole other story.
In 4,000 acres. Now, let's talk about that. But yeah. No,
can you imagine? People bought a home for $12,000 like not 50, 60 years ago, and we're looking at $2, $3 million for the same house. I'm like, what just happened?
That's what I'm. I'm like, I don't know what y'all expect us to do. Some of us, contrary to popular belief, some of us are millennials, moms, parents, former students in the workforce, entrepreneurs. Yeah. We're all kind of still trying to figure it out. Nobody's born and is, okay, the first 25 years of my life, I'm going to have the plan down. And then the other 75,
exactly.
I'm going to execute. Like, I'm still like making mistakes, like even with firearms training, like I'm not letting rounds off randomly, but I'm learning. I'm okay. So I start with this source and then I'm going here and I'm like, okay, there has to be, that's cool. But is there an easier way or is there a better mm-hmm. way or is there a more considerate way? Like I'm just ever evolving in all of the different areas. So we're just trying to figure it out. But, yeah. And I know there ain't no acres and no mule going.
Bill Gates bought all the good farmland anyway. Oh, sorry.
You said who did?
I said Bill Gates and bought all the good farmland anyway. But
him and China, but we're not gonna go there. But.
Nope. Him and China. Woo! I know you said I talked about spicy topics, but I didn't know you wanted to join me. I'm fine.
Sorry, I'm extra, guys. But yeah. But okay, so you said you got four babies. What are their ages?
I do, yeah. Okay, so my oldest is 21. So it's a boy, girl, boy. 21, 13, about to be 11. That poor kid, I always forget. He's in the middle. And then the last one is 8. He's going to be 9 in July. So my boys are all on the spectrum to some degree. And then two of them have type 1 diabetes. So like I homeschool, I do this. I have another business that is my primary thing. But
you superwoman in it, girl. Superwoman in it.
everybody always says that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. How do you do it? Learn? I'm like, dude, you just roll with it. The things that come along, either you do it or you don't, right? What's there's a choice. You're going to choose one way or the other. Either you roll with it or you just, what else is there?
It's all relative. After the second or third kid, it's, what's one more?
That's what I asked one of my husband's friends' wives. They had, they're pregnant with their third now and they weren't expecting it. And I was like, is it, you know, when you get a dog and then you're like, I already have to feed this one. And so may as well throw another one in there. I'm already having to be responsible, having to get people to watch them and stuff. And I like having a dog, of course, but because I have two kids, but my oldest is my bonus baby, but I've been there since he was practically born. So that's my baby. It's so we have him, but I got to gently learn with him prior to having my biological son, my own that pushed out, what got cut out. So I'm like, we're currently like trying for another, but hey, but that concealed carry content's gonna get fun because I'm
can't
gonna
wait
to figure that out.
So excited about that. You never see pregnant people carrying anything.
Never. I've seen one lady, but she was really tiny pregnant. I've only seen one reel or one Instagram reel, and I was like, oh, I want to see more. I need to see how you figured this out.
Yes. So
I
can be.
But that's why I was asking. I was like, is it like different? Because I'm a little nervous just because I know I'm like definitely that wound up mom that like everything works out, but I act like it's not going to. Like I'm one of those. So then I'm like, is that going to double with another kid? Or is it going to be like,
technically it's your third. So you might just be like, all right, this y'all better figure that out because mama's over here and I got my pumping schedule and you do not interrupt it. And I expect you to be on your best, but you 6 and 10, you better
figure it out.
And it's just like, all right, well, if you have a problem, go ask your father.
Girl, do that. If they didn't already walk right past him like he's not there. And I'm like, you didn't see
me. I literally had to be that? Like, okay, so I need you to be in the living room, like right outside my office, so that there isn't a bunch of noise. I can already hear stuff. And I'm like, I don't wonder if it's going to pick it up. But I'm like, whatever. We're mamas and we're going to do this one way or another. I was like, your son's going to come in. It's fine. Don't worry. Oh, my children will probably make an appearance. I was like, if all four of them don't come in, it'll be an actual miracle. so that's no awesome. Worries there.
I know they're such cuties. I wish they would.
The youngest one has me wrapped around his little finger. Don't tell him, but I literally. And then my daughter is like, oh, she's amazing. And I'm like, is there anything you need? Because you're such a good helper to mom.
I can't wait until mine is helpful. Right now, he's caring. He's just not chore. Let me do, mommy, can I help you clean this? Can I help you do that? But he's, oh my gosh, mommy, did you hurt yourself? Please be more careful. I'd hate for you to hurt yourself. And like
my
little
youngest too, yeah.
We want a girl, but I'm a little nervous because I'm like, my baby, my boy is so sweet. But I made good juju, I think,
you
for a girl
great
when
juju.
I was.
I'm not even worried about it. What happens is going to be perfect. And if it is a girl, it's going to be just like you, so just be prepared because mine is like, oof. Sometimes I'm like, did you just look at me the way I looked at you? It's like, you know, I invented like that look just like I invented you, so you better
exactly and I send you back yonder if you keep messing with me.
Right, correct. Yeah.
but so what's been your, not that I'm interviewing you, but what's been your biggest challenge since you've, because you don't have, you're talking about me on YouTube, you have literally over 100,000 followers on Instagram, the hardest platform to grow on. They hate
me.
That's why I'm like, that's so hard.
YouTube was the hardest platform to grow on. And I was like, oh, I asked you before I looked at your YouTube page. And then I was like, so she's the tactical baddie, but she's also an actual badass. I was like, oh, what did I do?
Oh, you're so sweet. No.
But I was like, how do you get 74,000? And you're like, just one thing went viral. I think. So this is going to sound horrible, but the black girl running her mouth about government issues, it originally started because, well, Isaiah is my oldest. He's 21 and he had a vaccine injury and I was in denial about it for a very long time.
Oh, bless.
And then when I wasn't, I opened my mouth and I lost a lot of family members that way. And fast forward through a lot of therapies and two more babies. And I was like, oh my gosh, here it goes again. Max, I knew Max had diabetes. I knew it was coming. I could tell. And I was still like, oh crap. So one day I was like, man, something's just not right. I'm going to check his blood sugar. And it was through the roof. And I was like, okay, we'll be back tomorrow. And we were in and out of the ER faster than they'd ever seen anyone. And I was like, no, I'm telling you, he has a high blood sugar. He's a diabetic. His brother's also and they're like, when was he diagnosed? And I was like, right now. I just told you.
Yeah, I know my kids.
So all of that to say, we get to COVID and I'm like, there is no way I am going to not speak. And I apologize. I don't know where you stand on that. So I hope I'm not being offensive, but I was
I think everybody should mind their own damn business and do what they want to do.
Yeah. I was like, so, you go ahead. If you guys, let me just tell you about all the issues that come from this experimental thing. And I was like, look back. I'm like, all the, okay. And this is, I always feel bad saying these things, but I'm like, with our history, and I was like, let me just point out Tuskegee, why would you take an experimental drug from the government? It's just, it hasn't even been tested. Like, and I got like a whole bunch of stuff to say on that. It goes back generations. They've been poisoning us and messing with our DNA for years. That's a whole nother conspiracy theory. I know, but
that's not coming through.
It's not conspiracy. That ain't no conspiracy theory. I see all these things happening. And then after they gave all the shots and stuff, and I'm like, dude, you guys are having reactions. And I'm like rocking at home in my chair, like, please don't do it. I pray for you. Please don't do it. And I've just, people lost their family members. They had to die alone on FaceTime with their people. Like, they wanted you to hug each other through plastic. I was like, what? Did no one read 1984? Like, somebody please wake up. Oh, I lost you. I lost you. What happened?
Am I good now?
Yes, you're back.
Okay, perfect. No, it was my mom forgot I was doing a podcast call, and I had to boot her call, and it like messed up my microphone. So I was like, let me refresh real quick, and then it kicked the whole thing out. I'm so sorry. But yes, you said, did y'all not read 1984?
Yeah. I'm like, did no one read 1984? Did no one read Animal Farm growing up in school? Even public school back when I went
to Animal Farm. Yeah, Animal Farm. Yeah, Animal Farm.
I had my daughter read that recently, and she was like, I was like, yeah, are you seeing what I'm talking about now? It's really crazy when your kids start recognizing the things that are happening.
Anywho. I'm with you. I actually got some flack for, excuse my dog scratching. I got some flack for, during the pandemic, my youngest was, he's two, like just turned two, and about to turn two. And he had already been at home. We were blessed enough to have him stay at home with my grandmother, my husband. Mm-hmm. We alternated our leaves from work. And then he got that vitamin K shot at the hospital because I didn't know any better when he was born. And then nothing else. And then when I finally took him to the doctor, because we weren't quarantining and not catching anything, nothing, we ain't got to worry about nothing, right? Nobody's getting sick. So I didn't take him. And then I ended up taking him when he was four because ended up having to put him in private school. My homeschool ambitions fell through. They were like, well, he's behind on all these vaccinations. I was like, I don't know what y'all want me to tell y'all. And then the kooky lady at the school, bless her heart, she was like, oh yeah, he should have had 26 by then. So I don't know if you're going to be able to get all 26. I was like, 26? And then that's why I went to the doctor. Nah, at this age, he actually only needs about 4 because you've gone so long. There's no point in whatever. Mm-hmm. So we had to go through that or whatever. I was backed into a corner. Thank that God nothing happened to him. Mm-hmm. But I definitely subscribe to anybody who, you know what I don't get? This is probably off on a tangent, but when people are like, vaccinate your child. They're going to get our kids sick and kill them. And I'm like, but if your kid's vaxxed,
then what are you worried about exactly?
I just genuinely don't get, I'm not arguing with them. I'm just like, so why does yours should be good, right? We should all be good.
Exactly.
So that's why I just never didn't get that piece of it. So I was like, well, I just keep him at home then. We not sick, he's not sick, whatever. So
yeah.
Should I have him just come ask me or should I take a moment to?
It's totally fine.
Go ahead. Come on, baby. What's up?
What's the charger?
Oh, the charger to the It's in mommy's room. If you go look in mommy's room on the floor, go sit in there and plug your iPad in.
Mom life.
The iPad. I'm thinking something's happening. Some water's running. He can't turn off. Somebody's right at the door.
The toilet overflowed. It's an emergency.
Where's the charger? Girl, he wakes me up out of my sleep sometimes. 6 o'clock. Hey, mommy. I can't find my remote. I'm like, do I want more? Crazy.
If we hadn't had all these other medical issues, I would have kept going. I would have been like that one family with the 11 kids. I would have been fine with it.
The Duggars.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I'll have as many as I can afford.
Right, seriously. I don't know how they do it. I'm like, is your social media like supporting your whole family? Because dang.
That's why I'm like, you just put your baby on social media. You're like, hey, we need diapers. Send them here.
Right.
I just... The way my nerves are set up, I think there are definitely people who thrive. You know what? Do you have siblings?
Yes.
I'm an only child.
Oh.
So I think that's where my struggle is. That's where my little bit of the bread ain't done as far as the nerves are concerned.
Did you have cousins, though?
Oh, come on. We black. Our cousins was our brothers and sisters.
Exactly. Baby. So you weren't really an only child. You just went home alone. That's all.
Exactly. And I was happy too at that point. And then And I'm seeing tendencies in him when his brother isn't here or when he's at school or something. He's like, all right, mom, I'll holler at you in a little bit. And sometimes I won't see him for 3 hours. I have to peek in there and make sure he's good.
That's boys. Yeah. Boys are just like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I don't know if I'm prepared for somebody to want to be in my grill all the time, but I'm
only until she's about like 12 and puberty hits, and then apparently her friends know everything, and I know nothing.
My feelings are hurt.
So, but then something happens, and then she needs advice.
Real advice.
Yeah.
Real reliable.
What? How do I handle this with this friend who did that? When somebody crosses your baby girl, you're like, I'm going to try not to have violent tendencies towards this young human, but she did what now?
I've had to be talked down. I can't stand school. I really can't. I don't want my child having to share space with these children.
Because like, the energy you're around, it permeates and it like, it has effects on you. I don't know that I want my kid around your kid. Let me just tell you.
You see how y'all jump in the car line? Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And then you can see how, the parents act and then it's no wonder type thing. So is your daughter interested in carrying at all?
Not yet. She's down to shoot, but she hasn't. And we're in Idaho. She's got a couple more years and then she can legally have her own. She can use any of ours right now, but
yeah, I can't carry them on.
She hasn't really gotten into it yet. I think we were thinking about getting her a 22. Things have happened later for us because the boys have had their issues. I almost feel bad because it's like she got backburnered for a little bit with certain things because she's typical and so self-sufficient.
Yeah.
I think she was 21 and Isaiah was 13. I'm like, geez, man. but yeah, I really hope. It's another reason why I want the moms to get out there and shoot so the daughters see it, because everything we do leaves an impression. We can say whatever we want, right? But our actions are always going to speak louder than words, especially when it comes to our kids. I notice that when I work out. I notice that when I eat right. I notice that whenever I step on social media, the way I talk. She notices I read my Bible all the time. It's new for me. Mm-hmm. 39 and yeah.
You said it's new for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, man, everybody got to start somewhere. So
it's crazy. That's a whole nother story too, but I don't want to be like, I feel like, this isn't about you. It needs to be about Jasmine, not me.
Oh, no. People always laugh because I'm like, oh, y'all, I'm really not that interesting. But I'm like, maybe that's a toxic humility thing to say. Because I don't have a lot going on. Like, I don't just walk around Barry from John Wick all the, with two cane corsos, like ready to gang at any point.
Character in a long time. I have to say.
People were comparing me to her, and I was like, "Y'all really don't know what y'all looking at, huh?" I'm like, it is my dream though to go to Terran Tactical out there and really do the. I love Tatiana, so I really want to go and do that if it's possible one day, but.
I'm not like that all the time.
I don't carry my gun everywhere. I don't carry it from room to room with me. I'm like, it's just like when I leave, it's just like the vigilance has to be turned on because people are not playing with a full deck.
We had a recent, now we live in a decent neighborhood, I will say, pretty decent. And the FBI were on the corner a couple weeks ago. It turned out one of our neighbors, who I thought was like the nicest dude with his little French bulldog, trafficking meth. What?
I was like, okay, so now mom can't just have her carry on in the house just in case.
Because ain't no telling just like who's there and who can wander down wrong house, you know.
The whole FBI.
Yeah, I've got picture and video. Me and Bella were in the garage, like looking out, taking photos.
Because
nothing. There were no sirens. We live in a very small town. Population was like 7,000 when we got here. Very small. And I'm texting the moms down the street. Did you see so and so?
Did y'all see that?
I'm like, oh, sheriff just took out an AR.
Listen.
I was like, no, this is not okay. They scooped him out. They're very quiet. They scooped him out, put him in a car, drove him away. And then they're like in there doing their little,
He didn't even make noise. He already knew what time it was. He was like, damn it, thank God. He had his Breaking Bad moment.
My friend down the street, she's like, should I call his mom and tell him to come feed the dog? And I was like, do not call anyone. You are not associated. Do not do that.
Should I call someone to have come feed the dog? That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Yeah. I'm like, what's that about calling? No, what? We need to get out of here.
And then my friend, she's like, I know what, I'm going to look him up. She's getting on the county website. She's got his picture and everything. And I'm like, oh, he's okay. You can tell by his eyeballs. I was like,
you can tell by his eyes. You can see it in his eyes. Oh, Lord.
I was like, this is crazy. And then it updated after arraignment. And I was like, my jaw hit the floor. So now everywhere, I'm always, anytime Bella goes outside on her bike, I'm like, dude, just be aware, please. Situational awareness is huge. If we teach our kids nothing else, teach them that, because they don't teach stranger danger anymore.
No, they don't. No, your parents have to teach it. Yeah. Thank God my little one stumbled upon Sheriff Labrador on YouTube. And he's a little dog that teaches you, listen to your parents. Don't touch firearms. There's a bunch of them. Each generation has a new one. But I'm like, oh, you know what? I guess the years pass and you're like, I should teach you that, because they're always like, I know you homeschool and you're very hands-on with your kids, and my baby's always right up under me, except when he's at school, and the school is literally, you could throw a rock from here and hit it. And that's a whole, my anxiety's high about that. We bought ballistic plates and I'm not waiting on no police. I'm going to hit my child.
I'm like, I don't know how people cannot be around and see something go on and then be like, oh, I'm just going to wait for the police to get
me. Be like, oh no, you can't go in.
No. I'm going to call my girlfriends. We're going to get our stuff together and we'll see you on the other side.
Like, squad up. That's what I'm like.
Where is it?
Just make sure the police don't come in and shoot me. Y'all just stand out here and
I'll be the one in pink. Don't hit me.
You know what? That is brilliant. I should get a hot pink ballistics helmet. Yes. But they don't teach it like that. And it's so hard, because then you want them to be kind, but then it's, you have no business talking. No, they don't have anything to say to you, an adult, this and that. And it's not even like strangers you have to worry about. It's the people you know that you see sometimes. Yeah. Like you said, the guy looks super nice with his little bulldog. And lo and behold, he's in there cooking it up in a crock pot like Amigos.
Sometimes it stinks outside, but then nobody thinks that. We thought it was manure for the cows down the next pasture. Like, you know, small town.
That's awesome.
We left California for a reason. We were like, we really don't like people, but we'd like good people to be around. So,
You're where you guys have some acres out there?
We're just renting at the moment because the housing market.
There's no shame, girl. This economy is trash when it comes to the home buying.
Let me tell you, I wish we had more land. If I could not see neighbors, that'd be great. I'm not going to lie. The neighbor next door, the one on the other side.
It would be great to.
But,
yeah. You're so funny. I love it.
I get that a lot. She's the funny one. Yeah. It's actually not on purpose. It just comes
that's
out.
What, that that's what people laugh at me. They're like, it's so funny. I was like, but I'm like dead serious. I'm like, that's what makes it so funny. You're serious. I'm like, okay. But I would love to be able to walk to the mailbox naked if I wanted to. I said, I don't do it. But I'd love you. To be
we're
able
friends
to.
Now. We're friends. She said the magic
oh,
words.
Oh yeah. Don't like
enough acreage like my, to walk around naked. Done.
Absolutely. Not like my husband's at Taekwondo class right now, and my son's in there. But if they weren't here and we weren't on this podcast, yeah, I'd be walking
like
around.
To be comfortable.
Yeah. And it's not the people like, why do you wait till everybody leaves and take your clothes off? I'm like, because you gotta wear them all the time. Like, you don't get hot. Like, it don't sweat under here.
You don't get
like,
hot. You don't... You're in Texas, too. And I know. I'm like, man, I take a year to get used to the humidity. I'm not that kind of girl. I need snow. I'm a snow girl. Yes.
Oh, don't ever come this way, then. Don't ever come. The only snow you're gonna see is whatever they're trafficking across the border down here.
Okay, that
ain't
was
no
funny.
Snow out the sky. And then, well, 2 years ago, we did have snow. When we get snow, we get ice. And it was like, I don't know if you heard about that epic freeze we had where our whole power grid broke. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're on the side of intelligence, but some stuff they do out here, I just don't get. I'm just like, I know y'all want to secede from the union again, but why do we have our own power grid? Apparently we can't handle it. So what's happening? But whatever, but ain't no snow here, girl. Don't come.
No, it's all good. I can do the heat for a while. I like to have the snow in the wintertime.
Dallas, the DFW, Dallas area that I'm in, it's a lot more dry heat. Houston is where it's like humid. You're sticky and wet all day.
Wait for my sister's wedding. Whew, my goodness.
Did she have an outside wedding?
No, but it wasn't like there was a lot of air conditioning going on.
Yeah. People opening and closing that door.
I need a shower.
Ain't no cute. My curls have fallen. My hair's sticking to me.
That's
I'm sweating
thing
through
about
my satin dress.
Hair. I'm like, these curls, they just keep kicking it. They're like, whatever.
I love it. No, they're holding good. That's why I'm like, look, I'm just going, I don't know what happened here, no, but look it's fine. Looking good on camera.
You look amazing.
Oh, but, thank you.
Let's switch gears a little bit because I thought I heard on your live last night something about being a firearms instructor or going for that.
Yeah,
did I hear right?
You did. I am getting licensed at the end of this month.
Oh so my gosh, that's awesome.
I know. I'm so excited.
I want to know everything. So how did that start? Obviously, you got into guns and you were like, oh, okay, this is cool. But what happened after that? Because I might follow in your fabulous footsteps.
I've always, you should, girl, I have always, not always, like maybe the last year, my husband's a certified instructor.
Oh, cool.
And he loves people, loves teaching, but he just gets the jitters when it comes to getting in front of people. So I was like, you know what, if I did it with you, would you? He was like, that would be epic. He was like, couples class or whatever. So I was like, okay. And then I got nervous and I was like, but you can like, I'm a good shooter, but he is like an epic shooter. So I was like, you're really good. I'm nervous. I won't pass the test. I don't really teach people. I'm scared I'm gonna get up there. My pit's gonna start sweating and it's gonna be a whole kerfuffle. And he was like, no, just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. So then I was like, okay, if I can get taught by the same guy who taught you, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
Come to find out about a month later, he was like, hey, I'm gonna be doing a class in April. Is your wife still interested? So I was like, let's go ahead and do it. And not only is it gonna like, really believe in having the validation, I guess the paperwork behind what you're able to do. Like I can say and I can show, but then it's also, you know, that these people have also said that I know what I'm doing and I can also license you to carry and it'll be all good. I can teach you everything you need to know. So I was like, okay. I also, like I told you at the beginning, want to leave corporate. So it's going to be, I think, a good entrepreneurial endeavor. And then it's going to open up this hole. It's going to scratch that itch that I've been wanting for that piece. But it's also something I've become passionate about. And it's something purposeful. I can help women. I can help anybody who needs that information or needs that
why behind it.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So I always, just like with YouTube, I was like, there's no black girls out here or women shooting like rifles. I saw some handgun stuff, my gun collection and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I got more guns than all these people. Like, why am I on here? So then I was like, okay, so let me just, I guess, put my money and my training where my mouth is and just not only be able to show things online, but also be able to teach people in real life. I'm super nervous, but I'm super excited, and I want to start
excited for you. I can't wait. I'm going to be celebrating over here in Idaho.
Yeah. Thank you, friend. Thank you. So sweet.
Let me make sure I think that's amazing, and I really think that having, you know, I really think that showing somebody else that there's someone that looks just like them, that's doing what they want to do, that it's super important. And I really feel like there needs to be more than just 10 of us. So I could barely find 10. I was like, Nina, Jasmine, Ursula, Rhonda, there's one more. There's like a Nora. And then I was like, oh man, I was like, I need to find some more ladies.
I know.
But
Alexis is pretty awesome that I was online with last night too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's we got to do, because I'm like, not necessarily a gun bunny, but I like to shine. I like to look good. I like to look good, you know? So, yeah, I definitely think that representation, to your point, is important, because I'm like, man, I got to fill my own gap here, you know? If I'm looking for it, I know other people are looking for it.
Exactly. So. If you're looking for that information, someone out there is looking for the exact same thing. And breaking it down to the point of, okay, so you want to start carrying a gun. Like, how do you even get started? You're going to go to the store and you might hear these things and you might feel like they're talking down to you and you might have to do that. You know, you know, and you know, if you go to buy, you have to come with some kind of knowledge. Where do you find this knowledge? Okay, this is what I want. This is the caliber I want. This is what I'm looking for from my hand. These are the limitations, perhaps, that I'm dealing with. This is where I want to carry. All of these things that, you know, I feel like a dude walks up and he's just, I want that because I've looked it up and I looked on YouTube and I watched these reviews. You guys are always doing reviews.
Yeah, they don't really know either, though. They don't really be knowing either.
Yeah, you know. That's, so I'm like, those are the things that people are telling me they're looking for. So I was like, I'm about to embark on that same little journey here. So I figured I might as well take them along. So I think that's pretty awesome of you.
Thank you. I absolutely even want to add like a consultation piece to it as well, because it's like when you're instructing, you have to come to class with your own gun already. But like, how do you get to that point? How do you even get a gun to figure out what you want, to get the gun, to get the ammo, figure out how to load it, to bring it to class, to shoot with it? Because they don't teach you how to shoot in the concealed carry class. I'm teaching you the laws. I'm teaching you how to stay out of jail carrying this thing. And then I'm going to make sure you know how to shoot it accurately. And then you're on your way. I really feel like teaching women, standing behind somebody, bracing the gun for them, showing them trigger control, showing them trigger manipulation, showing them proper grip, all of those things, even choosing the right caliber, because people vastly underestimate recoil. They think because the gun's smaller, it's going to be less recoil, and it's absolutely the opposite.
Exactly.
But people don't know that. So I want to just give them a comfortable, patient gentle environment to work through those fears, because lots of people just have a fear in the beginning.
I really think it's important also to bring in the why factor, like, why do you want to carry? And I think you and your husband working together as a team, you give someone who might have had, you know, difficulties in their past a chance to figure out, maybe I just want to talk to Jasmine first and figure out what my purpose is with this piece.
I think
that's just really, I always wonder if it would have been different for my mom if she felt like she could, right? She came from that time of, you got to get married and you got to have somebody support you and all of this. And I can only imagine. But my why is very different from what hers would have been. And someone gave her a 12-gauge shotgun and told her just to go ahead and fire it. And she never picked up another firearm.
It blew her back, didn't it?
Yeah. She was like, absolutely not. And so she's like,
Ursula, give me 1 second. I see I got 1% and I don't want to die on you. Let me grab your car. Juice. Are we juiced? Yes. Thank God. Okay.
But yeah. It went in a different direction than I expected, but I really like
it. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Okay.
No, this is great.
I have some rapid fire questions that we could do real quick at the end here. And
let's go.
See how it's going? Okay. Let me see here. I have, what inspired you to become a firearms enthusiast? We went over that a little bit. So how do you stay informed about the latest trends and developments in firearms?
I have to look. I follow other gunfluencers, mm-hmm. follow men, women. I follow, honestly, I draw most of my inspiration, the mentality of it, the vigilance training from like prior special forces people who have channels on YouTube. So yeah. That's why my training gets a little bit deeper with the tactical things, the rifling, mm-hmm. the close quarters, the angles and everything like that, because I learned from big dogs. So that's how I stay abreast. And then I validate the information from other sources.
There you go. All right. So what's your favorite firearms accessory?
Oh,
you don't have to pick just one. It's okay.
Okay. So I am a sucker for, I know like they don't get a lot of love. Everybody likes like the Trigicons and all the expensive stuff.
Yeah.
I love me a Holosun optic, a Holosun red dot optic. I love them because they're shake awake. They shake awake. They're solar powered for the most part. The ones that we get, they're easy to mount. They're versatile. We have some that we've taken off of rifles and put on handguns and vice versa. Oh, so nice. I love a Holosun red dot optic.
Awesome. All right. My next question, how do you prioritize safety in your everyday life?
Ooh, it's really, I have like a list, like a check, but I'm keep adjusting. My camera keeps falling down. But I have my safety checkpoints. Depending on where I'm going, I assess, okay, where am I going? How am I going to carry? What am I going to carry? Mm-hmm. So I just base it on where I'm going, how long I'm going to be gone, and who's going to be with me. Mm-hmm. As far as carrying and then vigilance, I prioritize about when I leave the house, I always pay attention to the cars around me, especially when I'm coming from another location. It's okay. Left, back. Mm-hmm. I see who's around me.
Yeah.
Drive up the highway. Anybody I tried. That was my biggest learning curve. Paying attention to those things, who's driving mm-hmm. around or things like that around me that change when I have to hyper focus on something I'm doing, like driving. Mm-hmm. So I make sure nobody's following me. There's no funny business.
Yep.
Carry my sidearm in the passenger seat. And then honestly, most of the safety is situational awareness. See, yes. Lots of things you can see before they happen. Mm-hmm. So it's avoid the crowds, avoid the dark, go places in the daytime if you can. If you can't avoid that, make sure you're protected at all times. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're not too impaired. Go get lit, have fun, but make sure you are vigilant at all times because people are watching you if you're not watching people.
Absolutely. Especially for females, I think. But
absolutely. I've had somebody think that he was about to try it. And I was like, I'm not it, baby. So heart just thumping. But I'm like, hey, I'm prepared. You just have to walk with confidence, too. People know who they can. Yeah. Yes. People know who they can approach and try. I feel mm-hmm. like
there's definitely a vibe.
Absolutely. The essence is there. Okay.
So how do you involve your family in your firearms activities? Do your boys shoot already?
They do. They shoot. We have little CO2 Glocks.
Yes.
For them. Yeah, we have little CO2 pellet Glocks. And we will. Mm-hmm. We have little targets like stuck on the walls around the house with like cardboard backing behind them.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll have little drills here and there. We started with Nerf gun battles. Ooh. And it was just like, hey, don't point the gun at yourself. Don't shoot your brothers. Don't just like little things like that, little checkpoints. Then we graduated the oldest. He shoots the CO2 gun sometimes just to get accuracy right, learn his grip, learn the proper mechanics. If anything were to ever happen, we want him to know his way around it. Mm-hmm. My little one, though, not ready yet. He's not ready.
Yeah.
And I think that's important that your kids, before you bring them in the environment, because you could like overstimulate them and either cause a fear or make it to where they get too excited and cause an accident to happen.
Exactly.
But we always look for teachable moments. It's not always a come sit down for an hour. Let's watch this video. Let's go over gun safety. Oh, this happened. How do you feel about that? What do you think could have avoided that? And then it usually goes into some fight, some kind of violent situation, we look for the teachable moments and say, you see how it's always important that you protect yourself. You always realize what your surroundings are, et cetera. But we want to get the oldest out to the range this summer, though. I think he's ready to actually shoot.
I think 22 is a great thing to start on, especially if you're loading it yourself. You have a little 22 rifle. It just gives, for me, it like got away from the fear of like flinching because I was like, oh, it just plink. Okay, so it doesn't take away from the fact that it's still a controlled explosion in your hand.
In your hand.
I think I heard you say that last night. It's probably why I came it just gives the feel of it. And so it's a great like bridge from a little BB gun to moving on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So this is my last one for you. And it's more in the beauty fashion area. So how do you balance your love for beauty and fashion with your passion for firearms?
So I won't lie. I will keep it real with the girlies and say that the fashion and the beauty is the first consideration. It's, okay, what are the vibes? Where are we going? And what are we wearing? What look are we pulling together? And then it's okay. But however, when I'm putting together that look, I'm like always considering, how am I going to carry? Am I going to be able to carry on my person? Am I going to be able, do I have a bag that goes with this where I can carry? Either that, or I carry on my person, or do I need to carry a knife? And they carry two knives, or are we hand-handing it out here? What exactly are we doing? There's not many of those. But that's usually when I consider, that is really the main piece of it. I always consider, I was a fashion girly, beauty girly before all of this. So that's always my main consideration, my first thought. But I've had to retrain my thought, and part of my mission, my following, the vibes I want to give the girls is you can do that. Figure that out. Be fly, baby. Please do it. But you got to make sure you got yourself too. You got to. So that's how so the same way I look up my training, I look up the new looks, we owe money now. Oh, we're Y2K again. Okay. Now what are we doing? And then I just consider how I can carry with that too. And then it usually comes together. I know in the shorts and the everything, y'all can see I got some shorts. I got this here. I got a bra holster. I'm putting it in the bag. So I just have to allow myself to be creative and versatile with that and not let these men tell me, oh, that's not properly holstered and concealed and you really shouldn't be doing that. And oh, nobody listen to this girl because
live in an open carry state, so you can take that and move on with yourself on
that part. They don't care. Cannon out here seems like.
Absolutely. Jasmine, thank you so much for taking the time to be on with me today. I really appreciate you. And I think we're going to have to do this again because we have a lot to talk about.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun with you and I appreciate you having me on. I'm super humbled and I had so much fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Liberty Lipstick and Lead. I appreciate you so much. Please remember to follow, like, and subscribe. And if you enjoyed yourself and found some value, please leave me a 5-star review if you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, stay empowered and stay safe.